The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to hour number two of USA Prepares. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent. For those that missed the first hour, I guess you could say that Studio A has acid indigestion. Vincent took a lightning strike yesterday, and the batteries, the lead acid batteries that he uses for his UPS system, exploded and sprayed acid over the studio. And fortunately, nobody was in there at the time. Nobody was hurt. And he does expect to be back on the air tomorrow with some brand new preparedness lessons. With us today, we have Dr. Norman Shealy.
Good afternoon again, John.
Hey, you were talking about thieves oil earlier, and part of that being clove oil.
Right.
Clove oil is also good for dental health and can help with things like toothaches, and we can grow that type of plant ourselves. But you're talking about another component of thieves oil, which was cinnamon. And that's something that's not quite so easy to grow locally. Currently, that is imported. Cinnamon's the bark of a tree. So you can stock up on that, and it's better to stock up on the actual piece of bark and not the ground product. It'll help it last longer. But there's a lot of things we really need to consider once we get to the other side, because with what I believe is coming, I believe that'll make the Great Depression look like the good old days.
Oh, well, and, I agree totally, of course.
And we have to learn how to raise our own food. We have to have access to water, which we can purify, make drinkable. And most of us are really not in that position. And we're so used to just being able to hop online, research something, order something, have it delivered in 2 or 3 days, and that will be going away. And I know a lot of people, when they're wanting to put together a preparedness community, they put high on the list people like doctors and dentists. And that's not to degrade the value and their education. But medical professionals are so dependent on technology that without electricity and the global supply chain, you're not going to have the lab tests and the high-speed drills and the x-rays and everything these professionals are used to having. I would much rather have somebody that has 20 years experience working with herbs than your typical medical professional of today.
No, I totally agree with you. In general, even in, well, if there's such a thing as normal times, I'm not sure we've ever lived in that, but even in today's world, 85% of problems are better served without conventional medicine. Now, in acute situations, especially injuries, but other major acute situations, modern medicine or surgery can save your life. There's just no question about it. But if you get a chronic disease, the problem is that think modern medicine often makes it worse. And I don't care whether it's high blood pressure or a cold or whatever have you, you really need to be very, very careful about going to a regular physician. If I were not a physician, I often say I would not know what to do. But I do know because I've been studying it for 50 years.
You know, I was a Boy Scout, you know, got my first aid merit badge, got my American Red Cross first aid card, which I kept renewing up until my first assignment in the Air Force, where I went and got my advanced first aid card, and that was the last Red Cross course I went to. And through all my first aid training, it was kind of either what you were experiencing with something minor, like a small cut or minor burn, which you can treat and you don't really even need to see a doctor for, and unless something goes wrong, gets infected. But for major things, the first aid treatment was to get the patient stabilized in order to get them to a medical professional.
Right.
And when you're looking at the situation like we were just describing with the global supply chain down, and there is no, you know, hospital, there are no doctor's offices open, you know, what do you do with some of those more severe problems?
Well, this, of course, is where I think that people really need to pay attention now, because once the crisis hits, it'll be too late. You can't, you know, prepare yourself after the fact. And so, again, you need to keep a good food supply. That's at the top of the list. If you don't have adequate food, forget about anything else. You can't survive. And you need to have water. And, of course, in the winter, you need heat. And I think, you know, if you can't have something that burns wood where you can both cook and heat, you could be in serious trouble in many, many, many places. But, you know, 10 years or so ago, we had an ice storm here in the greater Springfield area, and the city was without electricity for 2 weeks. Out here on the farm, we actually were without it for only 1 week. And during that time, we have a little stove essentially insert in our fireplace. It burns really efficiently, and so it kept that part of the house warm enough. And it has just a 6-inch little protruded top on it. We were able to cook on that. Without that, we would have been in real problem, because even though we had a diesel backup, it doesn't allow you to run an electric cook stove.
And it's like I point out in my book, The Financial State of the Union, the Amish are probably one of the best prepared communities out there. They've got these multi-generational families that are still intact. They have a strong faith. They aren't heavily reliant on technology, although there is technology that they do count on. They know how to raise crops without, you know, going to tractors and using petroleum products. But with the collapse of the supply chain, even they will be hurting.
Of course.
But they're going to be in a whole lot better shape than the rest of us.
Absolutely, unequivocally true. By the way, I'm going to give you the recipe that I put together making my own thieves oil. One tablespoon of clove essential oil, one tablespoon of lemon essential oil, 2 1/2 teaspoons, basically, you know, that's essentially one tablespoon of cinnamon bark essential oil, 2 teaspoons of eucalyptus essential oil, and 2 teaspoons of rosemary essential oil. good mixture. And, you know, that's the one you can use as a diffuser to clean out a room. Now, you don't want to put it that strong on your skin, but you can dilute that with any of the normal carrier oils, such as grapeseed or sweet almond or sunflower, and to a, you know, just 1 or 2% final solution of the active oils. And actually, that can be applied directly to the skin, such as a fungus infection.
And that gets me to thinking, you know, even in our modern times, we can have problems with mold growing in our house.
Oh, yes.
And when we get into survival times and we don't have all the climate control, that can happen. And Vic, we even read in the Bible where if you've got this black mold growing on your walls, to call in the priest. And what kind of, say, remedy we could put together to try and keep mold like that in check?
Exactly. You know, alcohol really doesn't do a very good job. Hydrogen peroxide is fair, but not nearly as good. I mean, actually, for fungus especially, I don't know anything that comes close to being as good as thieves oil.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, we talk about food, and Marjorie Wildcraft, who's been at the Get Prepared Expos, talks about how to raise your own food. And what she said that really struck me is that if you have less than 100% failure rate for your first 3 years, you have a green thumb. And that told me that if you're not currently raising your own food, you need to have at least a 3-year supply of food on hand while you're getting over your mistakes and able to produce the food.
Incidentally, I'm glad you brought that up. You know that home canned foods last in your basement many, many times what a canned food from a grocery store will. They rust very easily. But I've got 10-year-old stuff that we've canned at home that's still good.
Dr. Norman Shealy, your guest host John Ray, will be back right after this break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Dr. Norman Shealy. And as Kermit the Frog would say, time is fun when you're having flies.
Yes. So, where do we go from here?
You know, I guess we've been following this rabbit trail on what we need for raising our own food once we don't have it available from the supermarket. And
yeah.
I see a lot of people just, you know, look at stocking up, you know, whether it's canned food or freeze-dried, and we, I guess, are kind of made lazy with today's food labeling because it breaks down food by carbohydrates, fats, and protein. And it's much more complex than that. There's different types of carbohydrates, you know, fructose, while being like naturally occurring in fruit, is bad for us in quantity. There's different amino acids, some of which that we cannot produce ourselves. We have to get those from food sources. And most of those, or I guess one or two of those, are primarily from animal sources. You either have to try and avoid animals, either do a combination of beans and rice or understand hemp is a good source. Hopefully they'll legalize that before things go too far. But to put it in perspective, we do eat too much animal protein in the typical American diet. And from what I understand, we would only really need about 4 ounces on average of animal protein a day to meet our protein requirements. Is that what your education?
Now, that is, of course, meat, fish, you know, flesh food, if you will. Eggs are not quite as good. They are an excellent protein, but there's not the great concentration that you get in that. And the same is true of milk and cheese, which are excellent foods, but you need a bit more than the 4 ounces. But 4 ounces of any kind of flesh food should be adequate for anybody. Incidentally, only about 2 months ago did I learn that there is one and only one vegetable protein that has all of it. Hemp heart. Hemp heart. It's the seed of the non-marijuana hemp product. You know, hemp is the oldest agricultural product in the history of the world. It's been raised for 10,000 years to make rope and clothes and paper. And yet, the seed is the only known vegetable protein that has taurine in it. And although taurine is considered a conditionally essential amino acid, 84 people with chronic depression are deficient in taurine, one of the amino acids the cats particularly need as well. So my suggestion for most people is to get a vacuum packer. I have a vacuum packer, and I can put in a 2-quart regular glass jar with a regular metal, you know, lid, just as if I was going to can it in a pressure cooker. And you wet the lip of the top of the jar, because with dry stuff it won't seal well unless you wet it. Actually, a tiniest bit of Vaseline is the best thing of all, just enough to barely to moist it. And then put it in the vacuum packer. When you do that, that product will keep 10 or 20 years safely. And because there's no oxygen in there, there's nothing that can, you know, allow the food to deteriorate. And for some reason, these brass tops that you use in canning don't rust easily. I mean, I've got food that's lasted over 10 years. In a canned process. And, of course, you can can meats. Anytime I cook a turkey, you know, for a big holiday meal or whatever, whatever's left over, I can in various ways. And sometimes when I know I'm going to be living, you know, eating alone, I'll just can 8 ounces of it in a tiny little 8-ounce jar.
When we get back, let's talk about that. This is John Reagan with Dr. Norman Shealy. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We expect Vincent to be back with us tomorrow morning. Today you have John Reagan sitting in with Dr. Norman Shealy. And we've been talking about foods that we need for after the poop hits the props. And I think one of the things that people don't concentrate enough on is what do you do for fat? Because there's essential fatty acids that your body needs. And even today where we've got a working supply chain, We do a very poor job, especially with the omega-3s, either too little or you've got a ratio that's so out of whack with a lot of omega-6, a lot of stuff usually made with GMO products as well, which makes it doubly bad. And then you even get trans fat added into the mix. Would you like to discuss what we can do for getting good fats when we need them?
Well, at the top of my list is avoiding trans fats. They are true plastic poison. What you need primarily is the family of omega-3s. It is found in grass-fed, range-fed chicken, beef, turkey, etc., or primarily in sea fish, not so much in freshwater fish. Now, both flaxseed oil and hemp oil have some good quantity of omega-3s. Butter, to me, is another excellent type of fat, not in huge quantities, but a tablespoon a day. And, of course, virgin olive oil is superb. The only problem with any of those is, especially the liquid fats, is that cooking them can partially damage them by actually causing them to become hydrogenated in the cooking process. The exception is coconut oil. The nicest thing about coconut oil is that it keeps at room temperature. And so up to a teaspoon, even a tablespoon a day of coconut oil is very good product, and it's good for cooking. And you can get a deodorized coconut oil so you don't have the taste of the coconut and everything. And finally, there's food-grade grapeseed oil, which is one of the carrier oils often used to dilute essential oils, but also can be cooked without destroying it, adding hydrogen to it. So if you're going to be cooking, I prefer either coconut oil, grapeseed oil, or butter.
Now, I typically use coconut oil for cooking, and then I'll use olive oil for making dressings to put on salads.
Oh, yeah. That's where coconut oil is better than any of. I mean, where olive oil is better than any of them is in a salad dressing.
And one of the problems we have with fat is we can't just stock up on it because it can go rancid, and then it doesn't do us good. It becomes a detriment.
Exactly. So the only one that can keep indefinitely is coconut oil, although olive oil will generally last for a few years. But I read an article not long ago that a lot of so-called virgin olive oil has been polluted, if you will, or diluted with heaven only knows what because it's cheaper to prepare. So you just have to go with your gut instinct and intuition to trust the variety that you buy.
Yeah, I understand. It's kind of like attorney billing hours. There's more virgin olive oil sold than produced.
Exactly.
Now, it's not a problem for us to get coconut oil and olive oil today, but once the supply chain collapses, unless we live in a tropical area with coconuts, we're not going to have coconut oil.
That's right.
And unless we live in an area that's conducive to the growing of olives, we're not going to have olive oil. So what can we turn to as another alternative? I know that seed oils have been used, and in like the Ozarks, you could grow things like sunflowers. Go ahead.
Sunflower oil is fair. It's not as good by any means because it's primarily polyunsaturated. The monounsaturated, which is olive oil, is a much better quality of oil. But, with the amount that you're going to use, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's, that isn't high on my list of keeping huge quantities around, obviously. I mean, a gallon of virgin olive oil will last me well, you know, like a year and a half or two. And so I don't think you need huge amounts of it on hand. I would concentrate more on the quality vegetable proteins and all the antioxidants you get out of your vegetables and, of course, fruits and nuts and seeds. We haven't talked about nuts and seeds. The best nuts are almonds and Brazil nuts, neither of which grows well most places. But all nuts, walnuts, are excellent, and they have a good quality oil in them, by the way. Black walnuts and English walnuts are among the really excellent fatty-containing and good quality protein nuts. Pecans, of course, are also another excellent nut. And although they're not a nut, they are a legume. I particularly like peanuts, and I know there are a lot of people who have this fetish about aflatoxins, but I tend to favor both the taste of peanuts and just the soul satisfaction of eating especially good peanut butter, natural peanut butter, all of the commercial brands practically, Jiffy and Peter Pan, and they're junk. They're loaded with trans fats and sugar.
Yeah, and several years ago I went to a seminar here in Dallas by Dr. Jerry Tennant, and this is where I really had the picture of how bad trans fats are for us. I already knew how it affected things like cholesterol, and it was bad for heart health and things like that. But at a cellular level, Dr. Tennant showed how you basically got what is a capacitor for storing energy.
Right.
And it uses the fat in there. Well, if that cell gets created with trans fat, which is basically plastic, you in essence have a dead battery. And that cell's going to stay that way until the cell gets replaced, which depending on where in the body it is, it's varying time frames. Trans fat is just so bad. And in my research, what we know as Crisco today was originally made as an artificial candle wax. And I would recommend that usage. However, you know, don't use it for cooking. Don't use it for eating. But I love using Crisco for making candles.
Oh, yes. That's excellent. And then, you know, I want to mention one other way of preserving certain foods that, to me, makes them much more edible when you go to use them. I like to oven roast my eggplant or my bell peppers and can them then in, you know, half a pint, 8 ounce or so jars. They taste much better than canning them in water. You just use the tiniest bit of coconut oil or grapeseed oil in roasting them in a pan, and then put them in the jars and vacuum, not vacuum pack them, you heat pack them. For green beans, they can beautifully. Tomatoes, of course, can beautifully. Incidentally, if you take a medium-sized tomato that's just perfectly ripe, and you can put a couple of those in up to three maybe at the most in a quart jar, and then use tomato sauce instead of water to fill it, when you open that jar, those tomatoes come out and can be sliced, just like regular fresh ripe tomatoes. But otherwise, then you make a sauce. It's much better to cook down the tomatoes till they're very thick sauce and can that in various quantities. And those things will last just indefinitely. For your dried beans, any of the dried beans, especially garbanzos or chickpeas, will keep quite indefinitely. But again, if you're keeping them for long haul, I would vacuum pack them. So they'll keep quite indefinitely that way. And another,
I think, another thing that has to be considered is we're going to need more calories then, too, because we're used to typically sitting behind a desk, and when we have to go out there and, you know, work the farm for our food, you burn more calories with all that walking and work.
Yes, that is true. And you want a good variety and mix of, you know, variety of things as much as possible. With fruits like pears and peaches and apples, they can extremely well. And again, cook them, boil them, take the seeds out, cut them in half, and put them in jars with the tiniest bit of honey. And they'll keep for 10 years and make wonderful fruits. So you can do the same things with blueberries. They can very well. They freeze, of course, well. But, you know, you don't want to have too much of your long-term food supply in a freezer, because if things get as bad as they could, we may not have that kind of electricity.
Dr. Shealy, John Reagan, we'll be back with you after this break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, Vincent should have a good story on preparedness tomorrow. I think two things. One is you never know what's going to happen, nor when. And I'm sure we're also going to find out a whole lot more about lead-acid batteries when he gets back. Dr. Sheely, did you have any thoughts you wanted to wrap up before we run out of time?
Well, I think the most important thing is actually to sit down absolutely calmly, not in a worried or hassled state, and think about what your needs are. And let's not forget some of the simple essentials like toilet paper and paper towels, cleaning supplies, soaps and things like that. Obviously, I think one should have a year's supply of all that kind of stuff on hand as well. But don't do it in a panic or, you know, worried sense of thing. Do it just the way you're planning an average day, except do it for long term.
Yeah, you know, people live for centuries without electricity and petroleum products. And just because we're spoiled to our modern lifestyle, it doesn't mean we can't make it. We just have to learn some skills and take some action.
Well, yeah, you know, even when I was growing up, my grandparents did not have electricity until I was 12 years of age. And I spent at least a couple of weeks with them every summer and occasionally visited over Christmas holidays. And they didn't even have indoor plumbing. They had an outhouse. And we survived very nicely in those days. We didn't have toilet paper, I'm happy to say. But that's something I would not like to be without. I mean, it's one of the essentials.
Well, you know, one of the things that you can do as an alternative to toilet paper, and what I would recommend is not one of the plastic ones, but one of the metal containers that are used for spraying, like what exterminators bring into the house, and you get the proper wand on that, and you just put water in there, and if it's getting to be winter time where the water would be cold, you can actually have painted the metal black and set it where the sun's hitting it to warm it up a bit. And you just pump that up and you use the sprayer to clean yourself.
Yes, I mean, that's like an old-fashioned bidet.
Yeah. So there's alternatives. Like I say, all you got to do is get ready for it. There's lots of ideas. There's a wealth of patents online that have expired from, you know, more than 70 years ago. And so whatever you're trying to figure out how to do, just search for that in the Google patent area, and you can read about inventions created just to take care of that problem.
Right. Very important. And of course, there's some old books. I mean, I've been buying books on this subject since the 60s and 70s. And so some of those have some of the older, if you will, old-fashioned but safe ways of surviving. And again, the single most important thing is to take a look at your daily life and see what it is you most would miss if it were not available to run down to the store and buy it.
I think beyond that, too, is look at everything that you buy from the supply chain and figure out how you would replace that. Some things you can grow, some things you can build, some things you just have to stockpile. But even those things you can stockpile, many of those items have a shelf life. So it's all part of the mix and part of the planning process.
Exactly.
And we're out of time.
And planning is part of being organized and prepared. Thanks, John. Have a great week and happy 4th.
Thank you, Dr. Shealy, and it's nice being on the air with you.
Thanks.
I'll be back with you tomorrow. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.